Mr. Clinton said Haiti was once a thriving country and could be again.
I am convinced that Haiti has a remarkable opportunity to escape the chains of its past for several reasons. First of all, the president, the prime minister, and their government are committed to building a modern state with a diversified economy, and they have the understanding and capacity to do it.
He said that, combined with strong international support from donor countries, supportive non-governmental organizations, and an improved security situation, should all contribute to a better future for the country's 9 million citizens. Mr. Clinton urged countries that committed $760 million towards Haiti's rebuilding at an April donors conference in Washington to follow through with their pledges, saying only $21 million has been disbursed so far. Development in Haiti has suffered repeated setbacks from political violence, poor leadership, corruption, a lack of law and order, and natural disasters. A United Nations peacekeeping force has helped return stability to the country after a rebellion in 2004, but economic progress remains slow. Prime Minister Michel Duvivier Pierre-Louis told the council that her government is committed to fixing Haiti's problems and creating a strong economy as its backbone. She is heard here through a translator.
But despite the tremors to which it is still subject and which still render it vulnerable, the government has resolutely committed itself to creating conditions which can give confidence to local investors and attract foreign investment. Because today, priority has to go to the creation of good and lasting jobs, which can also respect the environment.
Part of Mr. Clinton's mandate as UN Special Envoy is to help encourage more private sector investment in Haiti. He said in the next few weeks he would be leading a trade delegation as part of that effort. Margaret Bashir, VOA News, the United Nations.